So yesterday we made the following argument that
Raphael Birnbaum, please come to the main office.
That the Rambam's version of Chatzotros, chair, maybe? Yeah. So the Rambam's definition of Chatzotros impacted his conceptualization of Shofar, which was that Chatzotros, even though you have two totally different themes, Milchama versus Yom Simcha, Tzkiya versus Trua, the Rambam integrated them over the Magid Mishnah's objections. I'm speaking anachronistically, right? The Rambam certainly didn't owe the Magid Mishnah a nickel, not even a penny, but over the Magid Mishnah's objections, right, the Rambam integrated them. So it's suggesting that the Rambam, you know, when it comes to his understanding of the Gezeirah Shava, of Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Tekiyo LeBrachos, that is the Gezeirah Shava that he maintains, and he certainly thinks that governs the Chafetz of Shofar, it also governs the number of Tekiyos, the Minyan Tekiyos, it also governs the Brachos, but you can still draw very important distinctions.
Itai and Nadav Talon, please come to the main office now.
Yeah. So again, you know, this is, I think, a very critical point for the Rambam, because within that Gezeirah Shava, the Rambam is mechalik at the most fundamental level, which is Tkia versus Shmia, and even, as we'll see today, an emphasis once again on not just Tkia versus Shmia, but also Tkia versus Trua. Okay, so let's take a look. Ephraim wanted to do the honors for us. This is the Rambam Hilchos Shofar Aleph Aleph, okay? Boom, right there, Lishmoa, right? So that's the Mechayiv. Excellent. Be Rosh Hashanah, right? So here, why Rosh Hashanah, not Echad B'Tishrei? Because Gufa, he's breaking the Gezeirah Shavah, right? Learn to be Medayik every word in the Rambam, right? Okay? Shenemar. So the Makor, again, is from the world of? Now, why do I care about that?
We're quoting from Pinchas, or the Mikdash, really.
Exactly. So I'm obviously, you know, putting a lot of stock in the Chatzotros, which are really a din in Mikdash, Uvnei Aaron HaKohanim. So better to draw it out of the world of Korbanos, where I already have the model of Chatzotros in my back pocket. What would have been the other option in terms of
Zichron Trua?
Very good. Okay.
First period begins at 9:05 this morning. First period begins at 9:05.
We would like to say it's Yisur and Shalava, but it is Bittul Torah, so we probably can't say that. Okay. V'shover shetokim v'obein v'rosh Hashanah ben b'yovel u'keren ha'kvasim ha'kafuf.
Itai and Nadav Talon, please come to the main office. Itai and Nadav Talon, please come to the main office now.
What's that? Okay. Okay, so the Ravid went nuts about this, as we know. But the Rambam felt that Shofar Shel Ayil was Ikuva, not just in Rosh Hashanah, right? Kedesh Ezkor Lachem HaKedesh Yitzchak Ben Avram, but that factored into the Gzeirah Shava as well. So Shofar Shetokim Bo Ben Rosh Hashanah Ben Biyobel, Karen HaKvasim HaKav, V'chol HaShofar is Pilin Chutz Mikaren HaKebes. So the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, if you look, they all have different formulations of this idea, whether it's Mitzvah Min HaMovchar, you know, or whether that this it's everything else is bidiyeved, or whether you could solve lechatchila bekafuf without ayil ayin sham. There are four madrigos in the Shulchan Aruch. I think there are three madrigos in the tour. But the Rambam held fast, right? The Rambam was a purist in this area, and the Rambam was the Rishon who held up. You know, and again, we should all be machbid for this. You know, shofar shel ayil, my bale tokei and the shul know. You know, I'm willing to deal with all colors and shapes, but it's got to be an ayil. You know, we don't want to, not on Yom HaDin, are we going to be, you know, trifling with this matter. The Afalpi. And again, I can't highlight enough, despite all the fact that there are distinctions, right? Mitzvah Tzkiya versus Mitzvah Shmia. The fact that, again, on Yovel, the idea is a Hachraza, and here the idea is a Zikaron, nonetheless. Okay? And then the Rambam, very early on in Hilchos Shofar, and I can't believe that it's just incidental, but very early on in Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam immediately goes to, go ahead, Ephraim, and give us the Hesber as well after you read it. Right, so the Rambam front loads Shofar Shel Shofar Shel Mikdash. And we think that Shofar Shel Mikdash casts a giant shadow over the mitzvah of shofar in general, because in the Mikdash, you physically and tangibly integrate the chatzotros. I think everywhere outside the Mikdash, you conceptually integrate the shofaros as well. And let's not forget, according to many, the makar for Psukei Malchios altogether is in the chatzotros, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, right? So Avishar Mekomo, saying Token Rosh Hashanah, Ella b'shofar bilvad. You can drop the actual utilization of the chatzotzos, but don't think for a moment that the shadow of chatzotzos, isn't looming large over the entire mitzvah of shofar. So shofar shel mikdash, and again, that's the makor yom trua yelachem. It's taken from the parshas akorbanos. Bachodesh hashvi be'echad achodesh mikakodesh yelachem. Kom lechas avodah lo sasu yom trua yelachem. Because tami shel la Hashem, it really is in the context of the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and that I think is a very, very critical point for understanding Shitas HaRambam. And once again, I'll highlight that it would appear to be the Rambam Lashitaso, because again, the Rambam unique amongst the Rishonim holds Shofar Shel Ayel Li'ikuva. That's based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amar Levo. Tikul ufano veshofar shel ayil kedei she'ezker lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham umala ne'alechem kilu akad tematzvachem lefanai. Rambam understood that to be le'ikuva, as opposed to all the Rishonim. More that you put stock in shofar shel ayil based on akedas Yitzchak, the more that you're going to be interested in shofar shel mikdash. Okay, because of course the akedah was the one that generated the significance of that place. Vayikra Avraham shem ha'makom ahu Hashem yireh. Why do we care so much about, again, the aisle, and what's the aisle's relationship to the shofar? I mean, I know this is, Dvarim B'sisim B'yoter, but what was it about the aisle that connects to the shofar? It wasn't just that he offered an aisle, but this is the point that sometimes it's so obvious that people miss it.
It's a Torah from Yudim.
It was Nechaz Basvach Bikarnov. The aisle was there because of what? The shofar. The only reason the aisle was still there. The aisle was, as is dramatized in the Medrash in Yerushalmi, it was running back and forth, but it couldn't get anywhere because of the shofar shel aisle. So, when you go back to that actual scene, the shofar is a very important part of the story, okay? And that is the Makom HaMikdash. So the aisle was really koveya that through its shofar. Much more to be said about this, but we'll hold it up here for now. Wish everybody a wonderful day. Shofar shel Mikdash is really impacting the entire Marech of the Mitzvah Shofar, Afilu Bigvulin. Everybody have a good day.